phone or however it is that you're looking at God's Word, look up 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. As you look there, and this is not going to be a new story to anyone that's here, but as I've been thinking over the past couple weeks about things that are going on in our world and in our own lives and things that we're facing and we're looking at, sometimes it can be a little bit of a fearful time. It can be a fearful time for our world, for our country, for our county, for us as individuals, because we just don't really know what's going on, what's going to happen. But if you found your place, I thought about reading the whole chapter, but me reading that chapter, y'all be bored in about 5 minutes with it, and it'd take me a lot longer than to read that. But the way I normally do stuff is I skip to the fun parts first, and I go back and see how we got there. So I'm going to start in verse number 45 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. It says, "Then said David unto the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come unto thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day into the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword or and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army of the Philistines. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell down upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him. But there was no sword in David's hand, in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they came to the valley and the gates of Ekron, and the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way of Shechem, I guess that's how you say that, even unto Gath and to Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents." As I read that and thought about that, like I said, I like to see the good part first. You know, the Philistines have been facing this giant Goliath, and we see here that he was killed. But I thought about the giants that we're facing right now, and you know, a lot of times what comes out of me is things that I've been going through. We all have giants. I don't know what your giant may be. It could be fear. It could be an addiction of some kind. It could be numerous things could be the giant that you're facing. But look back in verse number 1 and 2. Well, let's just do number 2. Some things that I noticed when I was looking at this passage the other night. Verse number 2 says, "And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines." It seems like that every time that my giants, whatever they may be, really start attacking me is when I'm in a valley somewhere. When I'm low, when I'm not feeling the best, and that seems like that's where they come. They come to me, and that's when you look back through the situations that Israel was in, when you look at this, and it seems to be that same kind of trend. Anytime that they're in a battle, or they're having to face something that's horrible, it's happening in a valley. Do you think that's just coincidence? When's it easier for Satan to attack us? When we get in the valley. And when you're in that valley, it's when the giants are going to come, and they're going to come up against you. Let's look over in verse number eight. When those giants come, they make us fearful. Because we don't know what's going to happen. Do we know what's going to happen in the world right now? Ultimately, we know what's going to happen. But right now, there's a lot of people that are afraid. There's a lot of people that they're losing a lot of stuff. They don't know what's going on. But that is what they're losing is stuff. If you know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you're not going to lose stuff. You might lose earthly things, but you can't lose the joy that He can place in your heart. As we look at this, but the giants make us afraid. Verse number 8 is talking about the Goliath. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. And if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. All the giant can do is make us afraid. But they were afraid. And then if you read this whole chapter, you see it kind of changes scenes a little bit. And it talks about David. And David gets sent. And he comes onto the scene. Let's skip down to verse number 23. It says, and as he talked with them, talking about David with the camp, once he's arrived there, since his father sent him. It says, as he talked with them, behold, there came up a champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of Philistines, and spake according to the same word. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. So as we see another time where all he's doing is talking. The giants out there, he's just blowing, as they used to say. He's just letting off steam, but he's scaring these Israelites. And you know, that's the same way with our giants. Sometimes they talk to us. And they nag us, and they go against what we got to say. Look at verse 16. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself for 40 days. So for 40 days, all this giant did that they were so afraid of was walked out into the valley and started yelling at them. And it made them so afraid that they ran and hid. They were afraid of him. And then you got David comes up over there, and he's listening to that. And what the giant has to say, they're persistent. Your giants are going to be persistent until you kill them or until you let God kill the giant. We sang a song a couple Sundays ago, lay it down. I lay it down. And a lot of times we try to fix it. There's been giants in my life that I thought I've killed. And then turn around and guess what? They're not killed. They're still there. They're still talking. And they like to show up. When you get in that valley is when they like to show up. And there's this there. They're talking and they're running that mouth. And they're making your heart fearful, your soul fearful, your mind. Get in your mind. Make you think of things that might happen. That could happen. Well, this might happen to them. And as I thought about that, that's all it is. It's fear. It's what the devil is using right now. On a lot of the world is fear, and a lot of Christians he's using the fear on. So how are we going to defeat these giants to the good part of what was going on there? Skip down to verse number 32. This is after David has stood there and listened to all he's going to listen to of this giant that's coming. And David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine. And Saul said unto David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And he, when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. If we're going to defeat those giants, we can't look at the giants through the eyes of the Israelites. We can't look at the giants through the eyes of fear. Did you notice where David's eyes were? Where were David's eyes? They were on the Lord. He said, I know I'm just a little guy, but I've been watching these sheep. And a lion and a bear, they came out and took the sheep, said, I went and got it. I took it back, and I slew him. Said he took the lion by the beard and slew it. So David didn't have the same eyes that the Israelites did. We can't have the same eyes as the world and the unbelievers. We have got a God that has delivered and delivered and delivered over and over and over, and will continue to deliver over and over and over. Then I want us to look down to verse number 51. It says, therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of his sheath, therefore, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And the Philistines saw their champion was dead, and they fled. What about that? The very thing that was causing all the problems in Israel was killed by his own sword. He wasn't killed by David's sword. He was killed by his own sword. And isn't that funny how that sometimes God will slay our giants by the very thing that our giants are slaying us? I thought that was kind of ironic how that David drew Goliath's own sword and killed him with it and took him with it. And also I like in this how it says that David ran. Did you catch that in the first part when we read that the first time? When David went to Goliath? You know, I've been in situations before where I wanted to peek up over the rock first to see what was really happening. I don't think David did that, because David took the fight to Goliath. It says he took off running. It said when Goliath came out, it says, it came to pass that the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David. And David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. There wasn't just the Philistine there, but behind Goliath was another army that was back there. So he wasn't afraid of any of it. Why? Because his eyes were on God. We just read that a minute ago, where that his eyes were at. And when we face these giants, we can't just pray that they're going to go away. We can't just hope that they go away. Anybody ever have a bully in school? Does the bully ever just go away if you don't do something about it? No, the bully won't ever just go away. Neither will these giants until we take them to God and we let God slay them for us. The last thing that I looked at and I thought was pretty neat in this, we stopped reading there in 54 a few minutes ago. But let's look in verse 54. It says, and David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And I was like, why is that verse in there? Why does it say he put Goliath's armor in his tent? I wonder what else David's got in his tent. I bet you there's a bear paw in there. I bet you there's a lion's mane in there somewhere. You know, when you think about that, that's the trophies of the battles that God has fought and won for David. But I had never seen that before. And then when I saw that, I was like, we're talking about all this killing and stuff going on. And then it just says that David took his armor and put it in his tent. Why is that significant? As I got to studying about that, I thought, man, I wonder what else David's got in there. He's probably got some treasures from all those ites that he had to battle up with. You know, it seems like the children of Israel are always getting attacked by some kind of ite, Amalekite, Amalekite, Ahazgite. You know, they had them all. They were coming after him. But David always was looking to God and everything. So if anything, I want to encourage you tonight, if you have those giants that are pestering you right now, that are causing you problems, take it to God and lay it down. Because we're not strong enough to fight those giants. We can't fight those giants. But we've got to give God the control to take care of those giants for us. We can lay it down, but then most of the time we turn around and pick it right back up, try to figure out how we're going to fix it. We can't, but God can. Look at David. Look at his eyes. Look where they were at. Focus on God and let God fight your battles for you. And that's all I've got tonight. Does anyone have anything that they'd like to, that they may have thought about while we were looking at that, or anything on your heart tonight before we go? That's right. Brother Jock, God fought a battle for Jock earlier this week. Amen. He could have very well not been here with us. But that's right. Amen. Anyone else have anything that they'd like to say or on their heart, or praise or anything? Well, if not, Brother Ryan, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer? Be here Sunday morning. I don't know. I told David, I said, I'll go get you one of those little rabbi hats or something you can wear on top of your head or something like that. He may be in here preaching with a baseball hat turned backwards. I don't know. Well, I don't know if his birthday's Sunday or not. Kathy, do you? Monday. His birthday's Monday. So, Brother Ryan.